Adept Palmatus. I have no idea who wrote this. It's from the first Tau Codex. Adept Raphael Palmatus stepped off the crew ramp of his shuttle and squinted in the harsh glare of evening sunlight. The air was hot and stagnant. Not a breath of wind stirred, and he could feel sweat prickling on his brow. A shadow fell across him as the giant figure of Captain Telos of the Imperial Fists joined him on the landing platform. The Space Marine seemed untroubled by the heat, despite the heavy armor and ceremonial fur cape he wore. Their shuttle sat atop an immensely tall structure, and Palmatus could see for miles in all directions across the Tau city. Unlike most Imperial cities, this was elegant and very open. Gleaming towers of marble, white steel and glass soared majestically, interconnected by airy walkways and translucent bridges that seemed to defy the natural laws of gravity. He could see dozens of long, rail-bound grav trains snaking their way soundlessly through the city, crossing and intersecting in a graceful ballet, stopping briefly every now and then at various structures before moving off again. A section of wall across the platform, irised open, a robed figure emerged from the sunlight to meet them. Palmatus kept his face expressionless as he saw that the figure was not Tau, but human. The man was powerfully built, though nowhere near as formidable as Telos. His skin was deeply tanned and lined, the texture of old leather, and his eyes sparkled with wry amusement. He raised a hand in greeting, and Palmatus could see the outline of a faded Imperial eagle tattooed on his forearm. "Greetings! My name is Harmon Delphi, and I welcome you to Ta'olku," said the man. Palmatus bowed in response, concealing his displeasure at this calculated insult. The tattoo on Delphi's arm marked him as a soldier of the Emperor's army, and, in Imperial eyes, a deserter and traitor. He was sure that Telos had seen it too, but thankfully the captain said nothing.
"I thank you for your greeting," he replied. "It is pleasing for us to be here, and I look forward to conducting my discussion with Eonor Ta'olku Kayana. I am sure that between us, he and I can resolve the Nimbosa colony dispute amicably."
"Yes," began Delphi, spreading his hands in a gesture of apology. "Regrettably, O Kayana has asked me to convey his most sincere apologies to you, as he is extremely busy at this time and is unable to receive you at present. He hopes you'll bear with him in this, and meanwhile offers you the hospitality of the city." Palmatus nodded politely, a measure of his earlier optimism returning. Eonu Ta'olku Kayana was a fool to play these petty games. Every day they spent here in negotiations brought the retribution of the Imperial Navy closer to Nimbosa. He said graciously,
"My own, O Ta'olku Kayana is most considerate. Please convey to him thanks for his hospitality, as I am sure we shall enjoy our stay here. Now, if you would be so kind, please convey us to our quarters."
Delphi smiled, then led them through the opening he had emerged from and along a series of featureless white corridors. Within moments, Palmatus had lost all sense of direction, though he knew they were descending into the heart of the tower. Their quarters were simple and functional, with everything they would require to satisfy their basic needs, but little else. Delphi left, explaining that the Tau stationed outside their quarters would be their guide for the duration of their stay. Palmatus knew that guide really meant guard, and that they would see only what Eonu Ta'olku Kayana wished them to. The following morning, Palmatus rose early and, along with Telos and the Tau escort, began the exploration of the city. Telos was like a caged Catachan devil, unable to mask his impatience despite
Palmatus's remonstrations. He wished the Space Marine captain would cease his impolite display, but knew better than to openly manifest his displeasure. He was aware that they must be under surveillance, and it would not do to show division or disagreement. As the sun rose, bright and glaring, he was glad of the dermal protection unguents he had applied. Boarding one of the silver-grey trains he had seen yesterday, they were carried smoothly along the powered rail into the air, the ground many thousands of feet below. The buildings which Palmatus saw were constructed from a variety of smooth materials, seamless white stone panels, gleaming metal columns, gracefully curved glass sheets and transparent light blocks. Each was sparingly detailed and occasionally adorned with Tau symbology, which the Xenolexicon servitors were even now trying to decipher. There was an elegant simplicity to the architectural style. No single building attempted to outdo another in its splendour, and each was designed to fit stylistically with its neighbour. The grav train gradually began to descend, looping downwards through the lower levels of the city. Here, the buildings were plainer, more simply designed and smaller than those in the centre of the city. Glittering arcades and geodaskic domes passed by, the Tau inhabitants becoming more distinct as their journey took them outwards towards a vast, silver-sheathed dome at the edge of the city.
"Where are we going?"
Palmatus asked the accompanying Tau guard. The Tau turned his featureless helmet towards Palmatus and pointed to the huge structure ahead.
"The Battle Dome, to see the warriors of the Firecast training. It should be quite interesting, especially for your Captain Talos."
The Space Marine grunted and nodded.
"It is always good to know how the enemy fights."
"We are not your enemy, Captain," replied the Tau. "And when you see our fire warriors, you will not desire us for one."
"I'm a soldier," snapped Talos. "I fight where my Emperor demands, and if it is his will that we be enemies, then it shall be so. Desire does not enter into it."
"What I am sure the captain means," said Palmatus hurriedly, "is that a man seldom desires enemies, but ultimately has little control over his destiny. It is our fervent wish that we do not become enemies."
The alien seemed to accept this, and turned away as the grav train passed through an opening in the skin of the battle dome. The sheer scale of the dome's interior took Palmatus's breath away. The ceiling swept high above them, held aloft by unknown means, as there were no supporting columns visible. What little he understood regarding construction told Palmatus that such a huge structure should not be able to stand. The dome was split into arenas of various sizes, each modelled to represent a different theatre of war. There were jungle arenas, urban arenas, desert arenas, water-filled arenas, and all manner of others spread throughout the dome's floor. The grav train slid to a halt over a large arena filled with prefabricated buildings, mining equipment, and several armoured vehicles. The analogy was not lost on Palmatus. This was a small-scale recreation of the Nimbosa colony, and while the mocked-up vehicles were crude, the resemblance to Imperial patterns was unmistakable. Advancing through the colony were several bulky figures, fire warriors armoured in heavy battle suits. Each warrior carried a fearsome-looking weapon, and was also armed with a second, shoulder-mounted gun. Before them, two squads of lighter-armoured fire warriors darted through the colony, firing from cover in support of one another. One of the mock-ups of an Imperial tank rumbled forwards, weapons firing and forcing the troops in the vanguard into cover. As one, the weapons of the heavy battle suits locked onto the tank and fired, blowing it apart in a spectacular explosion and blasting the turret high into the air. The mock colony was swiftly taken, and the grav train moved off again. For the next 2 hours, Palmatus and Talos
were shown Tau fire warriors training in a variety of different war zones and employing all manner of exotic weaponry, vehicles and war gear. By the time they emerged once more into the daylight, Palmatis could see that Talos had a newfound respect for the Tau way of war. As the grav train began climbing high into the center of the city once again, the Tau guide removed his helmet and laid it beside him. His face bore the same typically flat features of the Tau, but in the center of his forehead was a diamond-shaped ridge of raised bone. Lustrous dark hair spilled from the top of his head in an elaborately jeweled scalp lock, and his narrow eyes were twin slits of black. The alien fixed his gaze on Palmatis and said, "You have seen what my warriors can do, Raphael. Can you not see the foolishness of your continued resistance to our colonists on Nimbosa? I respect your people. They are brave and have done all that honor demands, but they cannot stand against us. You came here to begin protracted negotiations in order to delay our attack and allow your own forces time to reach Nimbosa. That will not happen. The Corps bring me word that your vessels are many months away and Nimbosa will be ours long before that." Captain Talos began to speak, but Palmatis smoothly interrupted, saying, "I presume that you are Aeonor Talcor Kiana." "I have that honor, yes," nodded the Tau Ethereal. "Then you should know that when our ships arrive at Nimbosa, we will fight you. The Emperor does not give up worlds his servants have claimed in his name." "You are a wise man, Raphael Palmatis, and despite his modest words, I know that your military advisor here is no ordinary soldier. You should both go back to your Emperor and tell him what you have seen here. Tell him of all the people that will die in his name and ask him if it is worth such a price to stand in our way."
"We will fight you, alien," snarled Captain Talos. "To the last drop of blood, we will fight you."
"I know," replied the Tau sadly, and turned away.
How good is that? How good is that? I think I mentioned in a previous video recently, like, it's these little one-off little things that really, they give you the taste of the universe. It's like world-building, you know, it's so good. And the early stuff, I don't know whether they still do it. They still do it, I guess, but the, you know, the sort of 2000 to 2010 era of 40K was really just packed full of these little tiny little short story things. Amazing stuff. I love them. I know you still get them, but, like, I don't know, that era to me, I mean, that was my era, obviously, when I was, like, you know, 15 or younger, I should say, you know, the 2000 to 2010 sort of era. It just felt so right, you know, even actually probably 2000 to 2005, I would say personally. But you know, you crack open those old books, they're just full of lore, full of little short stories like this that really, they set the mood, you know, they really get you in the universe and these little visions of events occurring. It's good stuff. And this was one, and again, this is from the first Tau Codex, so all of this was brand new, and it was just so cool to see. And it was so cool to see the Imperium even entering into negotiations with a Xenos race. It's kind of stuff we'd never really seen much of. I mean, maybe there'd been a bit of stuff of Eldar, but, like, everybody else was just, you know, they're just the enemy completely, you know, orcs, tyrannids, whatnot. It's so interesting. And this has always stuck with me. It's got a really cool piece of artwork. I'd love to put it up on the screen. And if I can find it, when I put this video out, I'll put it up there. If not, I'll try and I'll probably put a picture up on the community page, because it's like an amazing pencil piece of artwork that I've never seen anywhere else. It's such a shame it's not available, because you can see the Space Marine and the diplomat speaking with the Tau guy. A beautiful piece of work. But yeah, my scanner's broke, so I can't do anything about that. Sorry, but trust me, I'll put it up on my community page. You'll like it. So I'll take a picture of it on my phone. But yeah, amazing piece of artwork. Stuck with me this story as forever. Don't know who wrote it. Very good, though. Excellent stuff. Anyway, thank you all for watching. Be back again. This is just a smaller one. I'm working on several big videos at the minute. We're at the end of February 2024 now. So if you're watching in the future, this will make sense, I guess. Anyway, in March 2024, I've got a bunch of big videos coming out. I'm still working on them. I'm just putting out a couple of small things in between. Yeah, I hope you like this. Thanks to everybody supporting the channel. your names are on here. And for those of you super chat and stuff regularly, I'll try and add you in if I remember, sorry. But otherwise, thank you all ever so much for your generosity. And if you could please give the video a like and let me know in the comments what you think. I'll really appreciate that. But I'll be back again very, very soon with much more stuff. Thank you all. May the Emperor protect. Ta-ra. Bye-bye.